Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Isaiah 43:1. Now thus says the Lord that created you, O Jacob, He that formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. Has He redeemed us? I've called you by your name. You are mine. Keep reading. When you pass through the waters, He didn't say there'd never be any waters. But when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. Through the rivers, they won't overflow you. It may look like you're going to drown, but you won't. When you walk through the fire, you won't be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon you. He didn't say there wouldn't be any fire. He didn't say there wouldn't be any waters. But you're not going under. And they won't burn you. Oh, somebody say glory to God. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for you. Since you were precious in my sight, you've been honorable. I have loved you. Therefore, I've given men for you and people for your life. This is redemption. And the ultimate of that, He loved us so much, He gave His Son. He gave Jesus to get us. Verse 5, what does it say? Fear not, for I am with you. Oh, somebody say, I refuse to fear because He is with me. Isaiah 57:11, He asks us a question. Of whom have you been afraid or feared that you have lied and not remembered me? The only way we can get all bent out of shape and panic and depressed and full of fear is to forget Him. We need to remind ourselves continually, no matter how big it is, how bad it may seem, it's nothing in front of our God. It is nothing beside His ability and His power. When David faced Goliath, he didn't say, that's the biggest man I've ever seen in my life. That guy makes five of me. Oh, God. That's the biggest, meanest man-killing machine. And he was. All of the mighty men were afraid of him. Nobody in the whole army would accept his challenge. What did he say, though? David, teenager in all likelihood. Good-looking kid, but a kid. Watches sheep with his slingshot. That's who he is. He says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Let me translate that for you. No covenant, nobody. Who is this no covenant, nobody? Well, he's X amount of foot tall. He's a giant. He's this big. He does this. He's saying, he's nobody in front of God. He said, you come to me with your spear, your shield, your big body. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts that you've stood out here and cussed and defiled, and He will deliver you into my hand. I'm going to take you. And then he branched out. He said, and all your friends too. Have you read it? He said, and all your friends too. Now that's big talk. That's big talk for a lanky teenager. But he wasn't counting on himself. He wasn't counting on his abilities. He wasn't counting on his fighting expertise. He wasn't counting on, he knew he didn't have any of that. Come on, who was he counting on? That giant might have looked impossible when he measured himself to him, but he didn't do that. He didn't measure himself against the giant. He measured the giant against the Almighty. And he looked like the little smallest pipsqueak that ever been standing beside the Almighty. Oh, come on, is anybody listening in here? That's how you get a miracle. You got to be able to look at it and go, this no covenant, nobody, this nothing in front of God. What is cancer in front of God? So you got to get bold. You got to get sassy about it. Cancer is nothing in front of God. AIDS is nothing in front of God. Heart disease. Diabetes. What is that beside God? What is that? Who is this and what is this that you've been afraid of that and not remembered me, the Lord said. He said, you had to forget about me. I know one time we were looking at something in ministry and it looked big to me. And I'm thinking, Lord, are we going to step out to do that? Or are we going to? And the Lord, this went on for a few days. And these amounts and this stuff looked big to me. And the Lord spoke to me after a few days of that. He said, son, if anything looks too big, too hard, too impossible in your life, he said, you're not looking at me. You know what we're talking about right now? He said, you're not looking at me. And that is the truth. I'm looking at it. How big it is. I'm not looking at him. Because if I get to looking at him, I said, if I get to looking at him, how big is he? He's bigger than the Rocky Mountains. He's bigger than the Pacific Ocean. He's bigger than our sun, our star. He's more powerful than the forces in our galaxy. We don't even begin to know what that is. But we know he's bigger. I said he's bigger. So what is that few degrees of temperature in your child before the Almighty? What is that? And what is that so-called terminal disease? If you look to man, you can be disappointed. But if you look to him, somebody say nothing. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Nothing is impossible to him. Nothing. Glory to God. You're in Isaiah. Go to 43. We need to remind ourselves who we're talking about. When we say he's with us, if that's true, it'd cause every fear to just run away. Who's with me? The one who said, light be. The one who created the heavens and the earth and everything that's in them is in me. See, that hadn't been real to us. I said, that hadn't been real to us. It's not nearly as real to us right now as it needs to be. Is it true? Is it true? Well, no wonder the scripture said, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. God says this in Isaiah 43:10. He said, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. The Bible said that when God swore to Abraham, he swore by himself because there is no greater. Is there anything else out there? There is no other God. He said so. He would know. Keep reading. Isaiah 44:6. 44:6. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last. And beside me, there is no God. Who as I shall call and declare it and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them. Verse 8, and this is the complete Jewish Bible. Don't be frightened. Don't be afraid. Didn't I tell you this long ago? I foretold it. You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? There is no other rock. I know of none. That's a God joke. And well, God, aren't you omniscient? Don't you know everything? That's right. You don't know of any other gods. I don't know of any. And you know everything. That's right. What does that mean? There ain't one. See, there's different language. There is no God like him. There is no God besides him. That's a different phrase. He's it.
That's right.
And he is in you. This hasn't been real to us, even remotely. People plod through life acting like he's not even there. Things arise in life and they panic, and we've all done some of it. Like God doesn't even exist. And if you don't act like he exists, you don't acknowledge him, it hinders him.
That's right.
From doing something in your life. Remember in the psalm he said they turned and limited the Holy One of Israel. That's how you limit him. Oh, but the very opposite can cause God's power to begin to manifest in your life immediately. No matter what's going on, you begin to become God inside minded. You begin to say, he's here. He's here. He's for me. He's with me. And just saying that in faith, you'll begin to sense strength. You'll begin to sense direction. You'll begin to, but if you throw up your hands and go, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And you act like God doesn't exist, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. Darkness. And he'll be right there. But you won't be acknowledging him. In all your ways. Acknowledge him. Somebody say, in all your ways. In all your ways. In all your ways. Acknowledge him. And he shall direct your paths. He started by saying, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. With all of your heart, and don't lean to your own understanding. That's all this stuff that's going on around about you. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. I think you need one more thing. 2 Chronicles, 20th chapter. 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Some trust in chariots. Some in horses. Some in people. Some in the arm of flesh. Some in man. Not us. I said, not us. We trust in the Lord our God. He's our help and our shield. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me